Good morning.
Good morning.
We continue talking about the Midah of Ka'as. As Rabbi Edelman mentioned, the Arches Tzadikim is the go-to sefer if a person wants to work on their Midahs. It talks about different Midahs, and it's the sefer that we're following in the process of working on our Midahs month by month. As it relates to the Midah of Ka'as, interestingly enough, I don't think he does it by any other Midah. He starts by saying, Ha-Ka'asi Midah Ra'ah. Ka'as is a bad Midah. He says a lot of things about other midas. Ka'as hi midah ra'ah. Anger is bad. It is a bad character trait. The Sefer Chavos Talmidim, the author of that Sefer, says that no midas are bad. All midas, comes from the Baal Shem Tov, all midas are some way good, some expression of goodness of Hashem. You have to figure out how to use it right. But the Aruch HaSadikim says, Ka'as hi midah ra'ah. It's bad. And then he goes on. It's funny. I don't really want to focus on this, but quickly, he focuses on seven ways that this midah is bad. He says one thing, like I said, it's just bad midah. Number two, it's like a psychological illness. Number three, a person who has kas, gehenim, is going to be controlling him. Number four, he says, it's funny, he goes from gehenim, and then he says number four, it brings hemorrhoids. Number five, he says, is that the Shechina is not valuable in front of him. Number six, it causes a person to forget their learning and to be a fool. And number seven, it becomes well known that his averis are far more than his mitzvahs. It sounds pretty bad. I want to focus on just one thing, though. I find, and you find, and I'm sure you've heard this line, there's something called a person went blind with rage, blind in anger. Or sometimes a person gets angry and he thinks to himself, what was I doing? What was I doing? How come I didn't control myself? I don't even remember what I was doing. Sometimes a person gets so angry. I wish I could have controlled myself. Hilgas Farmakadishim, and the Aruch HaSadikim hints to it, says that when a person gets angry, their neshama leaves their body. You have died. You are not there. He says, Ki akas moitzi seichel shel adam mikir, but it removes your seichel from you. You're gone. You're dead. You're no longer around. You think it's a very, very scary thing. There are certain people, they are fortunate to speak, so to speak, they only die once. There are other people who don't work on their anger, and they die all the time. There are people throughout history, they were so careful about anger, because when a person gets angry, they are dead. You want to know why you haven't thought that through? It's because you weren't around. Your neshama left your body. At that point, it becomes very, very difficult to control your body if your neshama is not around anymore. I wish everyone the opportunity to work on this midah, to understand its issues, its concerns, and as we go through the month of Ezra Shem, we will learn how to develop our midahs in a positive way.